Anderson. Mr. Buckfire, you testified that the 2009 arrangement was a one-sided arrangement only to benefit of the banks. Is that not correct? Were that your words?
Yes. The only benefit the city got was the cure of the default that existed at the time. Okay.
Have you looked at similar cases that have been filed by the SEC against in connection with interest rate swaps around the country, sir?
No.
Have you looked at cases filed against Bank of America in connection with wrongdoing with regard to municipal interest rate swaps?
No.
Your Honor, I have a copy here of the a report on the municipal securities market. I marked it as Sol 1328. It's a report by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. I'd like to move for entry as evidence, as a public report.
No objection, Your Honor.
You know, I can...
It is admitted?
For simplification purpose, it's a 140-page report. There's a specific section that I'm interested in that I'll be looking at, so if that's okay with Your Honor.
What do you mean looking at?
I'll be questioning the Mr. Buckfire concerning this section.
Have you ever heard of this report?
No, Your Honor.
I can't permit you to question the witness about a report he's never seen.
Your Honor, what I'm questioning you about isn't about the content of the report. It's simply that the report indicates various actions that have been taken by the SEC in connection with interest rate swaps. And it goes to whether a proper investigation in this case was taken. In other words, what the issue in this case is my understanding.
You can ask him if he investigated anything you'd like to ask him.
Okay.
But you can't confront him with a report he's never seen.
Okay, no problem, Your Honor. Did you do any investigation into whether the city officials were properly informed of the dangers of the hedging derivatives in 2006 when they first went into account?
No.
Did you do any investigation into whether the city officials were ever properly informed of the potential dangers of hedging derivatives of interest rate swaps on a city like Detroit in 2009?
No.
Did you take a look at who was the swap advisor?
No.
Did you take a look at whether the one swap advisor was employed for both counterparties at the time of these deals took place?
No.
Did you take a look at who paid the swap advisor?
No.
Are you aware of questions concerning the LIBOR? Did you do any investigation as to whether there were problems with the application of the LIBOR in this case, considering that the LIBOR, the UBS, for example, has admitted to wrongdoing in connection with manipulation of the LIBOR?
No.
Are you aware of UBS admitting to wrongdoing in connection with the LIBOR?
I've read newspaper reports about that.
Okay. In light of those newspaper reports, did you consider looking into the effect of this, considering that the LIBOR was the index to which the swaps was tied?
No.
Did you look into the fact that the city of Detroit was actually in litigation, that the SEC had done an investigation of interest rate swaps with regard to the water board, the Detroit Water Board?
I'm not aware of that.
Did you call in the SEC, which is a body that basically investigates these matters, between January of 2012 and May of 2012? Did you make a call to the SEC to see, come to Detroit, give us a hand taking a look and investigating these in the light of the consequences for the city of Detroit?
We weren't engaged by the city during that period.
I'm sorry, in January 2013 to May 2013.
No, we didn't call the SEC.
Okay. You indicated that the interest rate has become more favorable based on, I don't want to misstate it, based on the future interest rate?
Interest rates have increased since March of this year.
What interest rates have increased?
Both forward LIBOR and forward Treasuries.
The LIBOR has increased since March of this year?
As has the Treasury rate, yes.
May I approach the witness, Your Honor?
With what, sir?
This is the chart on LIBOR rates, the chart's LIBOR rates historically and for this year, and it reflects what the current three-month LIBOR rate is as of December of this year.
You may ask the witness if he's familiar with that.
Okay. How did you make the determination? I'll do this. I appreciate that, Your Honor. How did you make the determination that LIBOR rates had gone down between March of this year and this current in December? That's a three-month LIBOR rate.
I didn't testify. I said LIBOR rates have gone up.
Oh, going up. I apologize. How did you strike that? How did you make the determination? You're specifically talking about the three-month LIBOR, correct?
No, I'm talking about the LIBOR curve, which is reported publicly on the Bloomberg News Services, which goes out effectively 20 or 30 years.
Okay, so you're not saying that the LIBOR, the three-month LIBOR is going down. You're saying that the LIBOR curve.
The curve itself has shifted up.
Okay. Okay, I appreciate the clarification. Mr. Buckfire, in the month that you were in Detroit from January to May of 2013 or to the present, have you had a chance to go around the city and take a look at our neighborhoods?
Yes.
Have you witnessed the absolute devastation in neighborhoods all across the city?
Yes, sir. I grew up here. I'm aware of the condition of the city.
I'm sorry, where'd you grow up?
Northwest Side.
So the Northwest Side doesn't look like it did 30 years ago, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Boarded up buildings everywhere, isn't it?
Yes.
Did you look into the effect of subprime lending by banks like Bank of America and UBS on causing this devastation in the city of Detroit?
No.
Are you aware that Detroit led the country in subprime loans from the period of 2004 to 2009?
No.
Are you aware that according to city reports, the city...
Go ahead, finish your question. I was going to object to the relevance of this.
What is the relevance?
The relevance is that we're talking about fairness. We're talking about paying banks, two banks, that had a major role in causing the financial crisis in the city through their mortgage lending practices are now going to be getting hundreds of millions of dollars and have already received hundreds of millions of dollars. I think it goes to the equitable question as to whether or not they are entitled to this.
It's arguable. I'll permit you to pursue it. Go ahead.
Are you aware that the city of Detroit had 69,000 mortgage foreclosures from 2004 to 2005 to 2009?
I didn't know the exact number. I knew it was a lot.
Are you aware that the city did 40,000 of those buildings remain vacant according to a report issued by the city of Detroit?
Yes.
Are you aware that the bulk of those foreclosures were a direct product of subprime lending?
I did not know that.
Have you looked at the Wall Street Senate Select Committee on Wall Street and the financial crisis, which documents the role of the banks in predatory lending practices?
No.
And clearly, you never raised that to Bank of America.
Not specifically, no.
Okay. And you are aware that Bank of America had one of the largest subprime lending units this countrywide. You are aware of that.
I am aware of that.
And I'm sure you're aware that they have many, many loans in the city of Detroit if you're a financier.
Yes.
You're also aware that UBS has been implicated in subprime lending to a great extent, more than any other foreign bank.
Objection, Your Honor. Implicated?
I'm asking if he's aware of it.
Yeah. What do you mean by implicated? Clarify the question.
Okay, sure. One second. I'm sorry. That in 2008, UBS had to write off $19 billion in bad debt because of its role in subprime lending.
I'm not aware of that.
Are you aware that the Detroit Retirement Board filed an action against both UBS and Bank of America for fraudulent mortgage securities and the detrimental effect they had on the Retirement Board?
No.
I want to correct that. It was the Police and Fire Retirement System who filed the action. I apologize. To correct the record, they filed a class action in May of 2009, and among the entities named were Merrill Lynch, Bank of America's successor to Merrill Lynch, and UBS.
I didn't know that.
Are you aware that the Chase Bank just was compelled by the U.S. government to pay $19 billion in damages for its role in subprime lending and predatory lending practices?
Yes.
You never considered any of these factors in terms of how you would approach Bank of America and UBS?
No.
I just have a couple more questions. You were involved with the Barclay, in negotiating the Barclay loan deal itself, correct?
No.
Are you familiar with the terms of the Barclay loan deal?
In general, yes.
So is it fair to say that under the Barclay loan deal, once the bankruptcy is over, there's a termination event where the entire swap termination gets called in, correct?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Okay, let me clarify that. Once bankruptcy is over, the interest on the Barclays, the $350 million loan, rises by 2 percentage points, correct?
If we haven't repaid it in full, that's correct.
Okay, and that and it's pledged by that the swap termination part of the loan is paid by a $4 million a month payment.
I don't recall specifically if that's there. We have to pay the loan off at bankruptcy exit. We intend to do that.
Okay. And that's secured by our city tax dollars?
Sorry, secured by what?
By city income tax dollars?
Yes.
Okay. In the motion that was filed by the city in connection with the approval of DIP financing, they cited that the city income tax revenues totaled about $232 million. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
So $48 million a year would be 20% of our tax dollars being diverted to pay Barclays to pay off UBS and Bank of America?
I'm sorry, I think your math is incorrect. Are you confusing the current swap with the Barclays post-position financing?
No, I'm calculating the payments post-bankruptcy based on $48 million a year being used to pay off the Barclay loan, the swap termination portion of the Barclay loan.
I'd have to look at the terms you're referring to, but in any case, those are penalty provisions. We expect to pay off the loan in full on exit.
Okay. I'm just saying it's secured. It means for the people of Detroit, the people who are going to be here after this bankruptcy is over, 20% of our income tax dollars are going to be diverted to pay off a loan from Barclays to pay off UBS and Bank of America. Is that a correct statement?
The city has over $1 billion in revenues. You're talking about a penalty provision, which is highly unlikely to be in effect because we intend to pay off the post-position financing upon exit with more advantageous financing.
Oh, you do? Okay, sounds good.
But I don't understand what you're talking about.
You're going to get more advantageous. You don't have that financing in place, correct?
That's correct. We don't.
And what's pledged right now is that 20%, is that $4 million a year is pledged post-bankruptcy.
Objection asked and answered.
I'll permit it again. Go ahead.
Is that what's pledged?
Could you repeat the question?
What's pledged right now is that post-bankruptcy, $4 million a year secured by income tax revenues from the people of Detroit is going to be used to pay off a loan from Barclays to pay off a swap termination event in order to the benefit of UBS and Bank of America.
If we haven't been able to repay it any other way, that's right.
And, in fact, according to Doak, my understanding is that once the quality of life portion is paid off, then there'll be $8 million a month is going to be set from income tax revenues to pay off the swap termination. Is that correct?
Objection. Using one witness testimony to question another.
Well, I mean, is that correct?
Objection is sustained.
I'll phrase it differently. That once the quality of life a portion of the $350 million Barclays loan is paid off, then $8 million a month will be set aside from Detroit income tax revenue or be secured by income tax revenue to pay off this loan which is the swap termination part of the loan. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay, so 96 million, 40% of our tax revenues will be going to pay off UBS and Bank of America.
Only that portion of the city's revenues.
Okay. I have no further questions, Your Honor.
Any further questions by objectors?
Good afternoon, Mr. Buckfire. Jennifer Green on behalf of the Retirement Systems for the City of Detroit. I have very few questions.